Okay, I don't even know why this came into my head, but it just made me laugh. At Gay Days, I had left the Soarin' Ride line, because it was really long, to go use the restroom. And I came out, and Kevin asked if I went sissy or boom boom. I had gone sissy, in case anyone's concerned. And then later, Big Fatty had to go TT. And why? That cracks me up. Grown men going TT and sissy and boom boom.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 107 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of June, 2008. Y'all, we have come to the end of the first half of this year. As my mother would say, where has the time gone? It just flies by, Swanee. Oh, Lord, y'all, I tell you what, Now, I hope I don't have to put this on pause and go TT, because, you know, sometimes Big Fatty has to go TT and boom boom. And I've never heard of going sissy or boom boom. So, but I guess that means, did you take a dump or did you take a piss? Y'all, let's see. What do I have here for you? I've got a couple of things I want to update you on. The first is I have received some e-letters. And I'm going to go over here and Oh, Lordy. I'm going to go to the BFO over here. And, no, I'm not. I'm going to go over to the G-letters. Because, you know, you can write to Big Fatty at ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. I almost forgot what that meant. I am happy to report, everyone, that Miss West from the San Diegos has sent me the onion pie recipe. However, I have been sworn to secrecy. It's like guarding the Bush's baked beans secret family recipe. I cannot tell you about the onion pie recipe, but y'all, I will not be making it because it has olives in it. Vile. So, now I can delete that e-letter because I will not be making the onion pie. Tim from the Terminally Single Show recently had his 50th show, and I forgot to say congratulations to him. So, congratulations, Tim. I believe Atha is coming up on an anniversarium show. Although I may be wrong about that. I know Omar is coming up on his 300th, I believe. And maybe it's somebody else that's got another anniversarium coming up. Y'all, Miss Kathy has sent me some pictures. And I will be, you know, these are like the pictures that Big Fatty posted a couple of weeks ago for you to write a caption to. But she told me not to mention that she had sent these pictures to me. So I'm sorry that I've done that, Miss Kathy. But you know, sometimes shit happens because Big Fatty don't remember. And I may be posting some of these over to the BFO. Miss Kathy had a couple of favorites. And let me see. I can't remember which one she really liked the most. Oh, yeah, the blasphemy one. And it's the picture of the of Jesus on the cross with his arms up in the air, spread apart, and then three guys in front of the big portrait in an art gallery making the MCA to go with the Y that Jesus is forming. Okay, I may have to post that one. And some of these you've seen before. Okay, so maybe I'll post the blasphemy picture. Anyway, so look for that tomorrow. Or, you know, Monday afternoon or sometime. I don't know. I was looking at the e-letters, and I've closed them up again. Stupid Big Fatty. Big Fatty gets confused, y'all. I have heard from Eric, and I have heard from Frank from Atlanta. And I have heard from Miss Nessa and Miss Wes. And I have heard from Buff and Arik West from the Beat San Francisco. And Anthony. And all of them are coming to the Hoot Nannies out in California. Y'all, that's this week. That starts this week. Big Fatty's going to be on the plane on Friday, July the 4th. So when you're lighting your firecracker, Big Fatty's going to be on the plane. I'll be getting into the San Francisco. It's about 11:30 in the morning. And I'll have the full day there to get settled at the Bex Motor Lodge with Miss Kitty. Excuse me. I just kind of brought it up there. Now, by the way, Anthony has told me that he is known for his purchasing of beverages for his favorite podcasters, and how dare I not think that he would not consider me one of his favorite podcasters or something like that. So anyway, y'all, if you're planning on buying Big Fatty a beverage at the San Francisco Hoot Nanny, get there early because Anthony is going to be in a beverage frenzy. A frenzy! So, and I look forward to that. And by the way, Anthony, it's two pieces of lime in the Tanqueray and Tonics. Excuse me, the Tanqueray's and Tonics, as he said. And he is correct. That is the proper way to say it. Now, y'all, I have been made aware, because you know the Big Brother starts on the 13th. Well, there's some rumors out there that there is a female porn star that's going to be in the Big Brother house this time. And they're probably going to announce this week who the people are. But I have heard on good authority that the Australian Big Brother, y'all, they show nudity on that one. And evidently, last year, the winner of last year is, his name was Jamie Brisby, and that's Jaime. You know, those Australians and the Brits too, they probably get it from the Brits. They spell things fucked up, but Jamie is Jaime Brisby, Brisby. And I want you to go Google that, and I want you to look. Y'all, first of all, he's fucking cute as shit, okay? Delicious, cute as shit, and has a huge penis, and there's some YouTube videos of him and all, and y'all, you need to go over there and just kind of snoot around, you know, kind of root around like a pig looking for is it truffles that the pigs look for? So evidently he has it's a big old 10-inch dick, but and here's what brought all this up. I have been told, you know, in the last episode, British John talked about, you know, Big Fatty just kind of slapping his dick in British John's face and all this kind of stuff. Well, I have been told, instead of face slapping, that is actually referred to as turkey slapping. I guess that's where you slap your gobbler in somebody's face or whatever. But evidently this Jamie Brisby did some turkey slapping when he was in the Big Brother house. And y'all go over there and look at the current Big Brother that's going on in Australia now too, because there's some freaks, and by freaks I mean deliciousness, in the house right now. So anyway, all right, I'm going to erase that E letter now. David, excuse me, I'm a little gassy. I had a taco salad. Big Fatty made a little taco salad for supper tonight. And so it's made me a little gassy. David, that blue jeans guy, sent Big Fatty the Big Fatty for President video that Big Fatty sent out to several people. And y'all, it's over at Channel 3. So anyway, but the whole thing is going on is the whole thing. I'm trying to watch this and talk to y'all at the same time, and I'm not doing a very good job. But anyway, the billboard and all says Big Fatty for President 08. So thank you, David, for putting Big Fatty's name on a billboard. All right. Now, y'all, let's see. I didn't mention her. You know, I've not heard from Miss Melinda of from up there in the Soames Bar to see if she's made her final plans to attend the Hoot Nanny in San Francisco there. So, but who knows? Okay, I think I've done enough of that. This is going to be a boring fucking podcast today. Yeah, I said it. Y'all, Friday, oh my gosh, I've got to play. You're just going to have to hold on a second because I've got to play a little introductory music to this. Y'all, you know, on Friday, all of us in the coal mine, we went out on the Orange Hat's boat for a little, what did he call it? It was a retreat. That was at a little team building. So we're out on the boat on Friday, and it was okay. But y'all, wah wah is indeed correct. Y'all, we were out and we rode around on the harbor for a little bit, and then we stopped and had a little lunch on the boat. And let's see, there was 9 of us, I think. And then we were kind of out in the harbor, and we were going to go over to an area called Shem Creek, where a lot of the different on the channel seafood restaurants are and everything. And we're going along, and all of a sudden we hear, beep, 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 onto a sandbar that you couldn't see, and then we couldn't get the boat started, and I'm going, oh, please, dear God, just let us never do this again. Let's just stay in the office and have a retreat there. So anyway, the 3-hour cruise didn't add any extra time. We just didn't do as much as we thought we were going to do. So it was still a 3-hour cruise. Oh, my God. I know, you're saying the same thing. Now, y'all, I have been catching up on some programs because I want to clear out the TiVo before I head out to the San Franciscos on Friday. And, y'all, there's a show that is running on the VH1 right now called, what is it called? I Love the New Millennium. And there's, I think there's 8 episodes of it. And there's one for each year so far. And it's 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And it basically tells what the pop culture was for each of those years. And they have all these different correspondents on there. And Hal Sparks, how he got on there is beyond me. But he is the gayest straight man that I know. That's all I got to say. Except for maybe British John, who enjoys a good turkey slap. And y'all, also on there, they have Perez Hilton giving his prediction of how gay each year was between on a scale of 0 to 10. And they have Johnny Fairplay on there talking about who the biggest liar of the year was. And then some other guy talking about different things that would go in a time capsule for that day. And they look back at the TV and the movies and the music and all that kind of stuff for each year. And each of the shows is an hour, and it's kind of like Best Week Ever, if you ever watch that. But it's not bad. It's kind of mindless TV, so it can be on, but you could be doing something else at the same time. Now, I tell you, another show that I have watched that I will not be watching anymore is The Celebrity Family Feud. Not going into the fat cave to talk about this one, y'all. It was horrible. Horrible. Now, I like the Al Roker, because, you know, all weathermen should be big and fat. And Al Roker used to fit into that. But anyway, he's the host of it, and it's two celebrity families playing Family Feud. But y'all, on the first episode, Joan Rivers was on there. Y'all, she absolutely looks plastic. I mean, I know she's had a lot of work and everything, but I have never seen someone look so bad from so much work. I mean, awful. She just was horrifying. So I have taken that one out of the TiVo and put the Wipeout in, because, you know, it has the big balls in it, and I'll be recording that. And y'all, another show that I'm not going to be watching this summer is that dog show, The American Dog, because, you know, it's who cares that somebody's dog can poop on command, or that some fucking dog can ride a skateboard? I mean, you know, what makes that the greatest American dog? You know, oh, I've got the greatest American dog. Watch, it's going to take a shit right now. You know, maybe it'd go boom, boom, and sissy. Sissy and, my dog can go sissy and boom, boom on command. Well, you know, who the fuck cares? So, anyway, I will not be watching that either. But I am, and I've checked, and it's not there yet, but I am expecting the Big Brother to be in the, they're showing the fucking dog on a surfboard now on the news. I don't know what that's all about. But what was I saying? The Big Brother, it's not in the TiVo yet, it's not shown up in the schedule yet, but I will alert you, because it'll have to be in the schedule before Big Fatty can get on the plane. Oh, dear, Gussie, on Friday. And y'all, we leave like at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, how long does it take y'all when you're flying? How long do you have to be at the airport and check in and all before the flight takes off? Our flight takes off at 7, and I think that we'll probably get there between 6 and 6:15 probably. And it's about a 15-minute ride from Big Fatty's house. So we'll probably leave about 5:45, Miss Kitty and I. And, you know, we are flying first class because, you know, we had the good Delta Points Awards tickets. So we'll be flying the first class. And, you know, that's especially good when you're flying in the afternoons and the evening, because, you know, you can cocktail it up. But, you know, you can cocktail it up in the morning, too. But I'm not sure Big Fatty wants to be drinking at 7 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, I'll have the big chair. Not the, oh, shit. Y'all, oh, fuck. I have just nattered on again. It's another Nattercast. Oh, I've got to come up with a logo for the Nattercast. Y'all, another thing that I saw on the news is there's evidently going to be a sewage treatment plant name for George W. Bush. And never has there been a national monument so more aptly named, I think. And, you know, I guess that just kind of brings us right around from where we started with some sissy and boom boom, because it all ends up in the George W. Bush sewage treatment plant. How about that? Y'all, I will be back tomorrow for the first day of July, which is Canada Day in Canada. It's not Canada Day here, I don't guess. Sissy boom boom. Oh, Lord, I gotta go TT. Bye, y'all. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.